Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, October 13, 2018 is Amazing Stories. Amazing Stories is an American science fiction magazine launched in April 1926 by Hugo Gernsback's Experimenter Publishing. It was the first magazine devoted solely to science fiction. Science fiction stories had made regular appearances in other magazines, including some published by Gernsback, but Amazing helped define and launch a new genre of pulp fiction. Amazing has been published, with some interruptions, for 92 years, going through a half dozen owners and many editors as it struggled to be profitable. Gernsback was forced into bankruptcy and lost control of the magazine in 1929. And by 1938 it was purchased by Ziff Davis, who hired Raymond A. Palmer as editor. Palmer made the magazine successful, though it was not regarded as a quality magazine within the science fiction community. In the late 1940s, Amazing presented as fact stories about the Shavern mystery, a lurid mythos that explained accidents and disaster as the work of robots named Daros, which led to dramatically increased circulation but widespread ridicule. Amazing switched to a digest size format in 1953, shortly before the end of the pulp magazine era. It was sold to Sal Cohen's Universal Publishing Company in 1965, which filled it with reprinted stories but did not pay a reprint fee to the authors, creating a conflict with the newly formed Science Fiction Writers of America. Ted White took over as editor in 1969, eliminated the reprints, and made the magazine respected again. Amazing was nominated for the prestigious Hugo Award three times during his tenure in the 1970s. Several other owners attempted to create a modern incarnation of the magazine in the following decades, but publication was suspended after the March 2005 issue. A new incarnation appeared in July 2012 as an online magazine. Print publication resumed with the fall 2018 issue. Gernsback's initial editorial approach was to blend instruction with entertainment. He believed science fiction could educate readers. His audience rapidly showed a preference for implausible adventures, however, and the movement away from Gernsback's idealism accelerated when the magazine changed hands in 1929. Despite this, Gernsback had an enormous impact on the field. The creation of a specialist magazine for science fiction spawned an entire genre publishing industry. The letter columns in Amazing, where fans could make contact with each other, led to the formation of science fiction fandom, which in turn had a strong influence on the development of the field. Writers whose first story was published in the magazine include John W. Campbell, Isaac Asimov, Howard Fast, Ursula K. Le Guin, Roger Zelazny, and Thomas M. Dish. Overall, though, Amazing itself was rarely an influential magazine within the genre after the 1920s. Some critics have commented that by ghettoizing science fiction, Gernsback in fact did harm to its literary growth, but this viewpoint has been countered by the argument that science fiction needed an independent market to develop and to reach its potential. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:25 UTC on Saturday, October 13, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Amazing Stories. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.